Jose Gonzalez is an indie folk star who fills concert halls all over the world. When he sat down to make his latest album, Local Valley, he reached for very local sounds just outside his front door.
I took an evening, set up the stereo mic, and recorded an hour of just bird songs.
He recorded the album, including this bird song, at his home studio outside of Gothenburg, Sweden. The house is near the coast in a forest of birch and pine trees, and he weaves the music of the birds into a few tracks, like this one, Honey Honey.
During the summertime, especially during the sunset, you hear all the birds starting to have a party. And it's got this calming effect that I enjoy so much, so I had to have it on the album.
Honey, honey. Honey, honey.
Many songs on this album have a calming effect, even as the lyrics raise big existential questions. The first single, El Invento, opens with the strangeness of simply being and goes on to ask where we are going and why.
The lyrics reflecting these existential questions, the questions that all cultures ask themselves, maybe every human asks themselves at least once in their lifetime. The way I wrote it was to leave it open and leave the questions as they are, so the listener can enjoy the music without feeling judged.
And am I correct that your young daughter helped inspire some of the lyrics of this song?
Yes. So I think the inspiration from her is more in terms of the topic. For me as a dad, seeing how I was a child first and my parents are growing old. So there's this sense of, the limited time on earth knocking on the door. So,
yeah. Another song that explores some of these unanswerable questions is Visions, where you have this beautiful line, "We are patiently inching our way toward unreachable utopias."
We are patiently inching our way toward unreachable utopias.
Yeah, I felt like that was important to mention in that type of song. I'm hoping or aspiring to get people to think about our collective future. And there's so many examples of utopians, of ideologies that have these utopic visions of the future. And once they have this view, they might do anything or everything to get those utopias. And I think it's good to be realistic in terms of how to go incrementally towards something that's better, not necessarily try to jump start it by making wars.
No, we can't know for sure what's next, but that we're in this together.
Your parents were born in Argentina, you were born in Sweden, you grew up speaking Spanish, you have previously only recorded in English, and this album is the first time that you have songs in English, Spanish, and Swedish. Why do you think it took you until this point in your career to release an album that has tracks in all three of the languages that you speak?
I think one is just silly reasons why I got stuck with English. I was
stuck with English. Yeah, it's a fun way of putting it.
Yeah, because I mean, I started writing in English when I was a teenager, and I become accustomed to it. And it, at first, it felt good because it was this language that wasn't part of what we were speaking. So it was almost like a shield from my emotions. I could hide behind metaphors. So it wasn't until the third album where I tried to write in Spanish and Swedish. I tried, got stuck, switched to English, and it worked.
Well, what do you think made the breakthrough work this time?
Yeah, so I think me becoming a dad, you have less things to feel awkward about. You don't have time for that. I also felt the urge to be a more varied artist and sort of show more of myself on an album. So both show my views in general and then also show who I am with all three languages.
Let's listen to one of the Swedish tracks on the album. Am I pronouncing this correctly? Shume?
Yeah.
you only heard this instrumental line, these rhythms, you would not guess that this is Scandinavian. Yeah. You would not guess that this is Swedish.
Yeah, that's a good feature. Many of my playlists have music from all over the world, and I don't understand half of what they're saying, and I still enjoy it.
And tell us what the song is about, since the lyrics are in Swedish.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reading the translation. Are you completely deranged? Yeah. Have you lost it?
Exactly, exactly. And it sounds harsher in English, actually. So, Shume means dude in Swedish. So, have you lost it? Are you not able to think for yourself? Are you only basing your views on hearsays? So it's basically a song about these dudes that so many people follow and that have so certain ideas about the future, about how we should lead our lives. And it's not only the Abrahamic dudes, it's also a nicer dude like Buddha. He also had very specific ideas about the apocalyptic times, and for me it's weird that so many people believe this thing so hard.
So on this album, you're not only offering sort of an affirmative vision of what it means to exist and how we move through the world, you're not only asking the big questions, you're also calling out the people you disagree with and saying, dude, what are you thinking?
Yeah, not by name, but now in interviews and in more general terms, because I think it's a common feature for not only these very well-known dudes, but also it's a common feature among my friends. Some are very certain about the future and how we should lead our lives. And I'm more for a non-dogmatic view, one where you can change your mind depending on the arguments and the data that someone presents to you. And that's what I'm trying to promote through good music.
Jose Gonzalez's new album is called Local Valley. Thank you so much for the music and for talking with us about it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.